Welcome to Russian Made Easy, sponsored by Russian Accelerator. The method makes the difference.
All right, welcome to episode 11 of Russian Made Easy. Again, if you're new to this podcast, it's best to start with episode number one because each new installment assumes you've mastered all the previous material. Anyway, no review needed today since we reviewed virtually all our vocabulary in the last podcast. So let's jump right into our first new phrase. Listen and repeat.
Мне нравится.
Мне нравится.
That's a tough pair of consonants at the start of that second word. You have an N and a rolled R. That's very hard to say slowly. Listen again and also note how the emphasis is on the first syllable.
Нравится.
Нравится.
Now, let's see if you can get the meaning from context. Imagine I've just gotten home from a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. My roommate looks at the merchandise I bought and he says, you bought just one small AC/DC poster, but you got two huge Led Zeppelin posters, three Led Zeppelin t-shirts, and the entire Led Zeppelin box set? So I tell him, that's because мне нравится AC/DC, but I love Led Zeppelin. Try making your own contextual phrase with this. For example, to me, vanilla is an okay flavor, so I'd say, мне нравится vanilla, but I love chocolate. Hit pause and make your own. So how would you translate?
Мне нравится.
This is a classic example of where we need to be very clear about the super literal meaning. Because although мне нравится translates as I like, what you're literally saying is to me is pleasing. Let's try it in a few sentences. Say, I like borscht. Literally, to me is pleasing borscht.
Мне нравится борщ.
Try saying, I like pizza. Again, literally, to me is pleasing pizza.
Мне нравится пицца.
Now you might be thinking, wait, why isn't it pizzu with an oo sound at the end? Doesn't liking something count as doing something to it? No, and here's why. We are not taking any action in the sentence at all. Grammar-wise, the pizza is the one doing the action. The pizza is pleasing us. After all, we're not saying ya, right? That's the Russian word for I. Again, we're saying мне, to me. The pizza is the one doing the action. Try saying, to me is pleasing caviar.
Мне нравится икра.
Now say, I want caviar.
Я хочу икру.
See how we're taking action in that last sentence? I want. Я хочу. Since we're acting upon the caviar in that second sentence, that's why we change it now to икру. All right, let's move on. How would you say, this is my tea?
Это мой чай.
And now, to a friend, this is your tea.
Это твой чай.
So, my started with an M, мой, and your started with a T, твой. Bearing that in mind, here's our new word.
Тебе.
One more time.
Тебе.
And here's the meaning. Imagine you're a big fan of rock music, whereas your roommate prefers jazz. He suggests you both head to a club to listen to live music, but you remind him,
Мне нравится рок, а тебе нравится джаз.
As we see there, rock and jazz are cognates. Listen again.
Мне нравится рок, а тебе нравится джаз.
But how would you translate that phrase? Literally, to me is pleasing rock, whereas to you is pleasing jazz. So, тебе is the Russian word meaning to you.
Тебе.
Тебе.
As always, notice the beautiful rhyming here. My rhymes with your.
Мой. Твой.
To me rhymes with to you.
Мне. Тебе.
Try that again.
Мой. Твой. Мне. Тебе.
So try saying this. My to me.
Мой мне.
Мой мне.
Your to you.
Твой тебе.
Твой тебе.
Those aren't actual sentences. I'm just comparing the M stuff versus the T stuff. A minute ago, we learned those two music cognates, rock and jazz. Listen one more time and repeat.
Rock. Jazz.
Rock. Jazz.
Well, blues is another cognate. Listen.
Blues.
Blues.
So ask a friend, do you like blues?
Тебе нравится блюз?
How will she answer, no, I like rock?
Нет. Мне нравится рок.
To all my listeners who are also going through our Russian Accelerator course, I wanted to point something out. In Unit 4, Lesson 5, we first encountered this «мне нравится» construction. What I wanted to add was that
Мне нравится
is the form we use with singular nouns, things like pizza or rock music or this car and so on. But if we want to say, for example, that to me are pleasing crepes, plural crepes, we need to slightly change the word. Listen.
Мне нравятся блины.
The difference is very subtle. Listen to the two different words side by side.
Нравится. Нравится.
Can you hear the difference?
Нравится. Нравится.
And even if you use the wrong one, a native speaker's brain will still hear the right one. It will basically hear the one that it grammatically expects. But let me emphasize the difference just so you're aware of it. Нравится. Нравится. An E sound in the first and an I sound for that second plural version. Listen one more time to the native speaker.
Нравится. Нравится.
So from now on, whenever it's not clear, I'll point out whether we're using the singular version or the plural version. But honestly, at conversational speed, the difference is almost non-existent, except among speakers who really articulate everything they say. So, ask your friend, do you like sushi? We need the plural form here.
Тебе нравится суши?
Do you like yogurt?
Тебе нравится йогурт?
Ask your friend Сергей. Hey, Сергей, do you like my friend Linda?
Эй, Сергей, тебе нравится моя подруга Линда?
Now, for him to say, yes, I like her, listen to how he literally phrases it.
Да, она мне нравится.
Yes, she, to me, is pleasing. Let's continue to play matchmaker, and this time ask Linda if she likes Sergei, like this. Hey, Linda, do you like my friend Sergei?
Эй, Линда, тебе нравится мой друг Сергей?
So how will she literally phrase this? Yes, I like him. Literally, yes, he to me is pleasing.
Да, он мне нравится.
And now here's your tip for the day from Russian Made Easy.
Today's tip is a kind of flashback to the one I gave in episode 4 of this series, where I mentioned the importance of flashcards, but now I want to add two important things. First, you recall how I mentioned that you need to put an X on a card every time you get it wrong. The more X's any card has, the more often you should test yourself on it. Well, at some point, you'll have a small group of cards with lots of X's and a whole bunch of other cards that you always get right. So, the tip here is to rewrite those most difficult ones onto a new card or two. I could usually fit 6 phrases on one side. Put that card, consisting of your toughest phrases, in your wallet and test yourself a lot. In the morning, as your coffee is brewing, in line at the bank, when you're filling up your tank, and so on. The other follow-up tip here is to remember to go through your card's Russian side first from time to time. So read the Russian word or phrase out loud and then translate into English. All right, let's learn another new word. Listen and repeat.
Танцевать.
One more time.
Танцевать.
It doesn't sound like a cognate, but it actually is, at least the first syllable of it. Anyway, see if you can get the meaning. I like to go to bars and have drinks with my buddies. My girlfriend, though, prefers to go to clubs and танцевать with her girlfriends. Or how about this? To move your body rhythmically to music is to
танцевать.
Do you hear the cognateness of the word? We say to dance, and they say
танцевать.
Ask your friend, do you like to dance? Literally, to you is pleasing to dance?
Тебе нравится танцевать?
Say, no, I don't like to dance.
Нет, мне не нравится танцевать.
That's a lot of N's, isn't it? Нет, мне не нравится. Listen one more time.
Нет, мне не нравится танцевать.
How will your friend ask, in just 2 words, wanna dance?
Хочешь танцевать?
Say yes, I want to dance.
Да, я хочу танцевать.
Let's try just a few more phrases. Ask a friend, want coffee?
Хочешь кофе?
No, thanks.
Нет, спасибо.
I don't like coffee.
Мне не нравится кофе.
Is there tea?
Есть чай.
And one more time, ask your friend, do you like to dance?
Тебе нравится танцевать?
All right, as always, head over to RussianMadeEasy.com for today's audios and to watch more clips in our media center.
This has been another episode of Russian Made Easy. For a transcript of today's podcast, head over to RussianMadeEasy.com.